Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, we didn't start it, but there's a fire burning, all right. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilli, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the Eagles here and everything about the best game of the season by the whole team, not just the offense. They were excellent yesterday, but the defense, that pass rush, they revved it up. Best game of the Eagles season. Are they fully back? I say yes. And the A.J. Brown situation, it sure feels to me like that wasn't a coincidence yesterday, the way they played without him, Hugh. But speaking of controversy, Hugh Douglas, did you see who fired back over the weekend?
Yes. Yes, I did.
And that was?
Yes, I did. Why y'all laughing?
Good to have you back.
No, I cut it off because I ain't want, you know, to cut it off.
Mm-hmm. Cut off what?
I just cut it off because I'll listen.
Oh, you just hanging out, listening?
Yeah, I'm hanging out. Yeah.
Okay, well,
that's good. You are the one that's supposed to be on the radio.
I'm a contributor. Though. I'm contributing.
You're the co-host of the show.
I'm contributor.
Okay. Bryce Harper, as I was alluding to, fired
Hugh
back.
Featuring Hugh Douglas occasionally.
Every now and then.
All right. Bryce Harper fired back. Hugh, this is the least surprising thing. It started last week. So first it was Boris, right? Boris responded to Dave Dombrowski's comments and he fired back. He's like, yeah, my guy's still elite. But then Bryce Harper himself fired back. So we started with this. On Friday, according to John Heyman of the New York Post, he said that people close to Bryce Harper and the Phillies said that Bryce Harper was reportedly pissed off after what Dave Dombrowski said about him. But then there was this, and Hugh, this was really the money shot over the weekend. This from The Athletic. Philly star Bryce Harper hurt by trade speculation after Dave Dombrowski's comments. The quotes from Bryce Harper of The Athletic this weekend. Quote, I have given my all to Philly from the start. Now there is trade talk. I made every effort to avoid all this. It's all I heard in D.C. with the Nationals. I hated it. It makes me feel very uncomfortable. Now, remember, Dombrowski tried to go on foul territory last week and shoot it down.
Clean it up.
Say they're not going to play. You're not going to trade Bryce Harper. But obviously, that didn't matter to Harper. He's still hurt. More quotes. Quote, because remember Dombrowski had talked about his down year and not as good. Mm-hmm. Quote, all players get hurt, Harper said Saturday. I hurt my wrist this year and missed the month. Of course, I don't have full year numbers. It's just disappointed to hear me being questioned about my contribution to the team. Just really hurt by the notion because I love Philly so much. And then it ended with this. Talking about the trade talk, why it bothers him. Quote, I wanted these fans to know Philly is my home. So from the start, I made the commitment to stay here for the rest of my career, Harper said Saturday. No opt-out, even though I was advised otherwise. I trust John. Obviously, they're speaking about John Middleton. And he ended it with this. From changing positions to coming back early from injury, I show total commitment for my team, and yet there is still trade talk. Hugh Douglas, was that soft or was that justified by Bryce Harper?
Well, it's called playing to the court of public opinion.
Mm.
I mean, that's what I heard. That's a lot. That was a bravo, Bryce Harper, bravo. That was a well-crafted statement, if I do say so myself, because you put everything in there. You know how much this fan base loves you and how up in arms people get when they hear this, because I've even gotten some hateful and mean tweets about when I said it. But listen to what's being said, people. This is where you have to be smarter than what you're showing, is that Dave Dombrowski came out and said what he said, right? And Bryce came back. Like, he's trying to litigate this in the court of public opinion.
Totally.
the only way this thing is going to be resolved, Joe, and I know y'all don't want to hear it, but you know where this is going.
Don't you dare.
You know what I'm about to say. Financial apology.
No.
And it feels to me like the Phillies are going to do it. They're gonna give Bryce Harper more money to make him feel better because his feelings was hurt. I love these.
I mean, you're crazy on this.
I wish I had the cachet to go out there in social media and talk about how bad I'm being treated here, and ask for some more money with a straight face, and be like, then clutch my chest. I have given my all to this radio station, and this is how you're gonna repay me?
I can see you. I can see how you craft this. I fell down in the studio and got right back up and finished the segment.
I fell down. I bust my whole entire chin for this station. Do you hear all these fire takes that I have on a day-to-day basis? And this is how you're going to do me?
Every day.
I need to be the only way we can make this right. I need a million.
Yeah, this feels like an embarrassing.
Embarrassing. Kyle's face, like, what the dude?
I know. I think the one thing you said is totally right.
I need a million.
Yeah, you're not getting anything else. The one thing you said is totally right. This is a contract dispute that is being public. It's in public.
Played out in public.
Dombrowski's like, no, we're not. Basically, he said, we're not paying you anymore. Here's why. Boris got all upset about it. And now the fact that. Hugh, this went to a different level when Harper put his name to the quotes.
Yes,
typically,
it did.
It's like someone close to Bryce Harper says he's pissed off. Okay, that was Friday. When the Harper quotes went out to The Athletic, and it wasn't just one line, like you said, it was a whole thing. My thought is this. Dave Dombrowski started it. It was a mistake by Dave Dombrowski to go public
with it.
It
wasn't a mistake.
It was. It was a total mistake. But this is soft by Bryce Harper. I mean, can we be real here? I understand why he may be annoyed at Dave Dombrowski for going public with that. But to comment about how hurt you are because the president of the team said you were not elite anymore, I mean, I can understand being upset and maybe having a private conversation with that person. But to go run to a writer to write these quotes out, I felt this was soft. It was soft by Bryce Harper. If this is a public leverage for more money, guess who he's not winning over? Me. I didn't want to pay.
You're the only one, Joe.
Well, that's fine. I didn't want to pay Bryce Harper more 2 years ago when he had 8 years left on his deal. I certainly don't want to pay him now when he has 6 years left on his deal. Bryce Harper is a wonderful player. I hope he's here for the next 6 years and it's a lot of home runs and they win a lot of games.
He's going to be here when they give him some more money. They're going to put some more years on that.
He's here anyway. We're not giving him any more money.
Okay. This is where I have to help y'all, hold y'all hands.
No.
When Dombrowski went out there and said what he said, like, let's be realistic. What did he think was going to happen?
Oh, he started it for sure.
Make those inflammatory.
No, we started.
Oh, that's right. WIP's fault.
No, but when you make inflammatory comments, what do you think the player is going to say? A player of his caliber, a player who we jokingly say is the GM of this squad. What do you think he's going to do? And then you turtle up. I'm about to say something else.
Come on.
But you turtle up. You turtle up. And then go and backtrack your statements, right? And then he comes back and says how hurt and miffed he is. What do you think this is? Where you think this is going?
No, Dombrowski was wrong.
No, he could just grow up.
Well, Dombrowski shouldn't have
started
it.
No, Dombrowski should have stayed. He should have stood
on
business.
No, he can't stand on business.
Why not? He shouldn't have said it.
He walked it back, and the guy's still crying about it.
No, but he shouldn't. Like, if you weren't prepared, this is the point, Joe. If you're not prepared for the consequences, then don't say anything.
I agree with you on that. He shouldn't have said that.
This is what happened. You read him wrong. You thought he would be the type of guy that would say, oh, well, you know what? Maybe he was right. I'm going to work harder next year. No, he's not. He's been the chosen one his whole life.
Well, I think you're onto something, Hugh. Do you think that Bryce Harper's ever been publicly criticized by a baseball person? I don't mean like a fan. I don't mean a talk radio show. I mean as
by an organization.
By someone as accomplished as Dave Dombrowski. Bryce Harper's been the chosen one since he was 12 years old, 15 years old on the cover of Sports
Illustrated. It didn't sit well with him.
It didn't. No one in baseball's ever said that, like a real baseball person has ever said, you're not, you ain't all that. And it just happened publicly. And
when he invoked the fact that he was hurt,
yeah,
and he invoked the fact that he's changed positions and he's did this and that and the third. He's preparing himself for a financial apology.
Look, I understand Bryce Harper's annoyed. I get it. But to me, the soft part is going with the quotes and running to The Athletic to get everyone back on his side. Like, Bryce, come on, man. Like, do we need that? Do we need you? In terms of fire, yeah, he's adding fuel. It's soft.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but he did it because he know y'all gonna back him.
I don't know.
Why are you trying to run Bryce Harper?
I just called him soft.
When I say you, I'm metaphorically.
You people. The people.
Yeah, you people.
You people. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's backing more money for Bryce Harper except you. I mean, no one's signed off on that.
Yeah, hold on. You're the one telling us that they need to pay him more now.
No, I'm saying he's
the only one sticking up for him.
What I'm saying is this. The only way this gets rectified is with more money.
I don't agree.
You don't think so?
You think the only way this gets rectified?
How about I'm sorry from Nate? How about they talk like adults? You know, there was one of the reports this week that said he hasn't spoke to Middleton or Dombrowski since the season ended.
Yeah.
Pick up the phone.
Yeah, and you're going to pick up the phone and say your feelings hurt and then probably hang up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's not an adult conversation.
No, you don't have adult conversation when it comes to stuff like this. You're hurt, and you want to relay that you're hurt. And, you know, then you're gonna have it to the point where, you know, when you go have the conversation and you're going to bring up the fact that, remember when I asked for some more money?
Yeah.
And you didn't give it to me? That hurt my feelings.
The Phillies would look ridiculous to give him more money now. The team president was on 2 weeks ago and said, I don't know if he's ever going to be a lead again. How could they give him more money now? They would look ridiculous.
The same way he went on and said, hey, wait a minute. My bad. I didn't mean it like that.
Even though you did. I mean, you said what you meant.
Like somewhere along the line, you didn't have a conversation that you needed to have before you had that press conference.
Yeah, this has been a circus for the Phillies for the last 2 weeks. It's a complete circus.
This is going to get ugly.
With the radio, that's why last week we were like, there's nothing to see here. Guys, wake up.
This is going
to
get
wake
ugly.
Wake up. Obviously, Bryce Harper thinks there's something to see here.
But Kyle sees it, though. That's why Kyle's over there looking thoroughly irritated. Well, you see,
I think
you
he's going to say about you.
Well, yeah. No, because this is going to happen.
I'm annoyed with the financial apology thing. That's total nonsense.
Happen. This financial apology is going to happen.
It's not.
Would you agree with this? They look ridiculous if they get more money now?
They look ridiculous walking it back to me. You went in a press conference at the end of the season.
No, walking it back would be giving him a financial apology. Yes. You're the one telling him to stand on business. Standing on business is not giving him a financial apology.
You should have stood on business and said, I said what I said.
Okay, well, they can do that still and by their actions giving him a financial apology.
You also had to listen to what Bryce said, because Bryce said, I've never, even when I was in Washington and they started talking about trading me, I was upset.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I was miffed.
It was a well-crafted statement, in quotes. I mean, it was good.
And to hear, I've given my life for this city. I've worn all these. I've got the fanatic tattooed on my ass. And this is how you treat me?
On his ass.
Okay, I was being a little hyperbolic.
A little
with that
bit,
one.
Yeah, that seems like a lot.
But I feel betrayed. The only way that this will make me feel better is $50 million a year.
Gotta stop.
Yeah, that's a clear no.
50.
No shot.
With their
How could they give him more money when the team president just said, I don't know if he'll ever be elite again?
50.
Yeah, you're nuts.
I've never been treated this way before.
So we're all on the same page? This was soft by Harper?
Yeah.
I think it was genius, to be totally honest. I think they're going to give more money.
Yeah. You know what's going to happen, Kyle. If this works for Harper, Hugh's going to be walking around the hallway, and anyone that takes this quote will say, man, Emmer's treating me here. I'm hurt by them.
For all of our sakes, we
Joe
just
and Kyle
happen.
Beat me up every day. I need more money to work with these guys.
I have never been treated like this before in my whole radio career.
And this is why we beat you up every day, because of this nonsense. All right? Let's go to Luke at Stone Harbor. What's up, Luke?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Luke, what's up?
So I just hearing you guys talking about, obviously everything going on with Bryce Harper and all this stuff. My biggest problem with it all is I just can't stand it. I mean, it seems like all of the problems in all of Philadelphia sports always just comes from people running their mouths about rumors and speculations and everything. I mean, we've seen it last year with everybody saying that Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown hate each other. Not right now. We're seeing it with Bryce Harper, him if he's an elite player and whatnot and stuff. I just can't stand it. I mean, no one really knows exactly what's going on. Bryce Harper is obviously, like we guys just explained, that he's the guy for Philadelphia. He bleeds Philadelphia. All he cares about is Philadelphia. He wanted to shut down everything with Nationals, like when he had with the Nationals, about him being a trade, getting traded and all that stuff. I think it always just blows my mind. Bryce Harper deserves better. I think it's completely justified for him to be upset about people running their mouths about him. We just got done a pretty brutal end to our season, and I think that's the last thing that he wants to deal with right now.
So I understand how he feels, Luke, but was it justified to go run to the Athletic and give comments about how hurt he is? Like, I can feel a certain way. I don't have to tell everyone listening how I feel at all the time.
I get that. I mean, that's fair. There's definitely better ways to go about it. I mean, yeah, like you guys said, a conversation face-to-face is a good thing. But when it goes public in the first place, I mean, it's kind of
Exhibit A.
What do you want to be perceived as? You want to be perceived as the guy who is, everybody knows Bryce Harper, like I said, is the guy in Philadelphia. But you want to see him at the point where anybody, president can go around saying that he's not an elite player. I mean, that just doesn't help out.
I agree with that.
Live your truth, Luke.
Started with Dombrowski and Luke, appreciate the phone call. This started with Dombrowski. Dombrowski started this nonsense, and then here we are 2 weeks later.
You're mad at Dombrowski?
I said from the jump he should have said that.
He did.
He shouldn't have said it. Like, where were? What
but
did
he
you
said
think?
It. What,
right, I know that, but he shouldn't have.
Well, I look at it like, and you might be right, but I look at it like this. At the end of the season, you could even chalk it up to your emotions getting the better of you. But the bottom line is this. What was Bryce Harper's numbers in the postseason?
Not good.
Okay.
Not good.
So if that's the way you felt, and Bryce Harper didn't do anything, Bryce Harper's being a little bit of he's being a bad person. Just let me say that. Because you didn't contribute in the postseason, and then you got mad and started talking about your injury and what you didn't have a whole season. That's snowflakey to me. And then that perfect shout out to Luke. Luke, I'm not picking on you, but that's a perfect example of why he did what he did. Because now people are going to justify him saying what he said. And the bottom line is this, Bryce. You didn't show up in the postseason. That's the bottom line. And then you got mad when you got called out about it. And instead of going to the source, you went to the papers. You did everything that you talk about we do. You went to the papers. You want to have your drama litigated in the court of public opinion.
Right. Like, so you're totally right on this. And again, Bryce Harper could feel any way he wants to feel, right? There's nothing wrong with how that's his feeling. Whatever he felt when he heard all this stuff, that's him.
Yeah.
But he could have easily picked up the phone to John Middleton and said, hey, what is this? Like, he could say all those quotes. Like, I gave you 13 years. I didn't want an opt-out. I always want to be here. Why are we doing this? He could have called Dave Dombrowski. Dave, could we talk? That bothered me. Like, that is a very reasonable thing for him to do. And we never had to find out about it. He gave the quotes to Matt Gelb of The Athletic. Like, I don't think Matt Gelb was outside his house knocking on the door. He probably called him or sent through channels, gave him an ability to write those quotes in his piece. That's on Bryce Harper. Again, this started with Dombrowski. Dombrowski was wrong to start, But now Bryce Harper could have responded in a lot of different ways. He could have been motivated. He could have called DeBrassi. They could have talked it out like grown-ups. Instead, we have whatever those quotes were, as Hugh determined, it was performance art by Bryce Harper.
It was performative. You don't think so?
It was, yeah.
It was performative.
The hurt, I've given everything for this city.
Hurt?
Yeah.
Have you seen my outfits that I've worn before
you know
the game?
Have you seen the rivalry pack?
If he said that, I would have cursed on the air.
Have you seen the tattoo on my buttocks?
It's not on his butt.
Have you seen me make smoothies? I've made smoothies for you people.
They're all the banana bread I made on TikTok.
This has felt very Sixers just the last 2 weeks. Yeah. This has been a Sixers thing.
How dare you question me?
Well, I never.
And I never will again.
Let's go to Ron in Monco. What's up, Ron?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Ron, up, good man? Afternoon.
Well, you know, the knives are out. Okay? And this is it's going to get worse. But you know what? This is a good thing because guess what? This just opens up the door to get Dombrowski out of it. Because Middleton's going to take the golden boy over Dombrowski.
Mm.
Okay?
Think you're right on that.
We need to get Dombrowski out of here. As bad as the owner is, nice guy, got plenty of money, just doesn't have direction, has a bunch of yes men around him. You know, how would you like to go down the list of the special, what do they call them, special advisors on the list?
Yeah.
These are all yes men, just holding on to their job. But anyway, this is as I said a long time ago, this is going to end ugly. Bryce Harper, Hugh, he's at the tail end. You're lucky you got 7 years out of him, okay? And you see him, it's getting worse and worse every season. I'm not blaming anything on Bryce, but Bryce, I mean, he's pretty much done his part for the most part in between all these injuries. And more than half of them were not his doing, you know, getting hit in the box so many times, breaking fingers, breaking thumbs, that kind of thing.
Yep.
But, you know, this team is too old, okay? You have to do some really hard soul searching here. What is it going to be? Shirts and hats and hot dog sales? Or are we going to try to freshen this team up? And these kids, if you're counting these kids on the roster, these two hot shots down there, okay, let me tell you something. These kids are nothing. If they're 22 and 23 and they're still struggling in AAA, these are not Acuñas. These are not Freddie Freemans. These are not superstars. These are more on the line of the stuff that we turn out. So this team's in big trouble with these big contracts. And if anybody thought this was a good idea, Joe, to dump 13 years on a player and 11 years on a player when they're coming up on 30 into 31, these people need to be locked up in baseball prison.
Well, Ron, you and I agree on some of that, and we appreciate the phone call.
Guilty!
Yeah, that's for Dombrowski. The Bryce Harper original contract was not a crazy one to give out. He was 25, right? That's why you give out a 13-year deal, because it's over by the time he's 38. The Turner one is a different story. He'll be limping around at 40 trying to play shortstop or whatever position he's going to be at. That's going to be a mess at the end.
That's harsh.
Well, do you think he'll play shortstop well at 40?
No.
Okay, so that is why. The Harper one is fine as long as we don't do what Hugh says to give out financial apologies. If they came out and gave him an extension to make him feel better, it would be a joke. It'd be a joke.
I think that's what he's looking for, though.
I'm not saying that's what he's looking for.
I'm not saying that they're going to do it, but he's trying to position himself to get
he's
that.
He's been asking for more money for years, which is probably how this started.
And what better way to do that than to feel disrespected?
Yeah, it's a joke.
And then to throw out, like, I feel like he might request to be traded. Like, he might, if he feels that strongly about it.
This is as messy of a Monday as Hugh Douglas has had.
Oh, yeah, I'm having a record. I'm reckless.
So hold on.
I like Messy Monday, by the way.
I do.
Hugh coined that earlier.
You know what? Yeah. We got a new bit, Messy Monday. So an hour ago, Hugh just speculated, like, what if the Raiders offered Max Crosby for A.J. Brown? And now you think Bryce might ask to be traded.
Yeah. I do. I mean, because... You went all in. Like, listen to the quotes. And I know I've been, you know, being hyperbolic when I say it, but he sounded like a jilted lover.
Quote, "I have given my all to Philly from the start. Now there is trade talk. I made every effort to avoid this. It's all I heard in D.C. with the Nationals. I hated it. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
You knew the situation I was in D.C. And you, I came here and I gave, how many years? 6 years of
seven,
my life.
Seven
yeah. years of my life, and this is how you repay me.
By the way, I'm calling a little BS on the Nationals trade rumors. I don't remember that at all.
No, that's
maybe
what I'm saying.
Maybe last year.
That wouldn't hit me, too. I was like, wait, really?
He sounded like a gentle lover.
I think his last year, because they knew he was going to walk. So yeah. There was some. But the other years, they were in contention. He was winning MVPs. Right. He was 21.
Yeah, felt like a little. He embellished that.
Sometimes people think they could throw these things in there and we won't pick up on them. Well, we picked
nothing
up on them.
Nothing gets past us.
Not mm-hmm. this show. Not on a messy Monday. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on what has been coined a messy Monday here. Your reaction to all this, the Eagles, are they fully back? I think they are. That was their best performance of the season. You start stacking the last few weeks here. I mean, they have been one of the most productive offense in the league the last 3 weeks. They're winning games two in a row after the two-game losing streak. The defense had itself a day. And the A.J. Brown stuff, was that a coincidence? They played their best football yesterday without A.J. Brown. It wasn't a coincidence to me. And you can also react to Bryce Harper's comments shooting back at Dave Dombrowski and the trade rumors, which I'm not even really sure what he's talking about, the trade rumors. The Joel Sherman thing?
No, yeah, that was weird. Like, maybe it's trades or trade speculation or just, yeah. you know, talk out there, but I haven't heard trade rumors.
The closest thing was Joel Sherman, we played it last week.
But that's not even a rumor. He just said he wouldn't be shocked if he was traded.
Yeah, which is not, I mean, based on the way Dombrowski talked, it didn't feel like a crazy thing to say. Bryce Harper is hurt. Was that soft by Bryce to go with those quotes, or is it justified? Where do you come now? 215-592-9494. Coming up, all that, and we'll let you hear from the Giants on the controversial moment of the game. Maybe they did have a point, though, but boy, Brian Daboll looked like a big old baby on the sidelines. That's next, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.